Maggie Motors, a pregame show rolling on right here on 93.7 at KCarroll. Of course, it's a early Saturday afternoon here. We've got some Coon Rapids Baird football for you. They're taking on Turkey Valley Jackson Junction down here at Valley Stadium in Des Moines. And joining me right now here in the pregame is, of course, head coach Chris Moore. And Chris, I tell you what, appreciate you joining us here. And what a beautiful, but what a, still a warm day down here in Des Moines.
Yeah, you know, around 80 degrees, and the turf, you know, adds another 10 degrees, but it sure beats the heck out of the 100-degree temps that we've had all week here.
Yeah, you guys probably like everybody else, and that is, you know, having practices at different times. How did everybody get through the heat of the week?
You know, our kids have handled it pretty well. Yeah, we backed it up till 6 o'clock. You know, we kind of changed up our routine, watching a lot more film before we go out, you know, just cutting down on the amount of running we're doing and the time they're in the pads. Unfortunately, you know, hopefully that doesn't hurt us too much, but you know, the kids are handling well. We just talk about that, you know, you got to block that out and you can control the controllables, and the heat you can't control, so you know, you just got to deal with it and push through it.
Pretty happy with what you've seen in practice here in preseason camp and this first week of practice, their full practice.
Yeah, the kids have been working really hard. Just a great group of kids, good attitude. You know, they've been grinding it out the last 3 weeks for us.
Third year in a row that you guys have opened the season down here at Valley. Congrats and thanks to Ross Bauer for helping out and getting this settled up a little bit. This time you're going to be playing in the afternoon and not in the evening. They've made this a doubleheader now, which I think is really, really cool. Fremont Mills playing in that second game and stuff. But for you guys, there is that connection with Ross. But what's it like getting to come down here and play every year? And has it changed now that it's in year three?
Yeah, you know, it helps. It's year three. We know what we're going into. You know, the other three teams that are coming there have never experienced that and don't know, you know, the routine. We kind of got a routine of what we're doing. You know, we thank Carl Chevrolet out of Stewart. They're sponsoring a charter bus for us. So, you know, the kids get the ride down in style to the game there. You know, we just got, like I said, got a routine, and it's just like another game for us.
Have you guys changed up anything with the 3 o'clock kickoff here today compared to the normal 7 o'clock start for a regular game?
No, we haven't, and we haven't talked about it either. You know, just, you know, it's something, like I said earlier, the, you know, control the controllables, and that's something you can't control. You know, just, it's going to be whether it's 3 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, you know, and you just got to be ready to go whenever.
Turkey Valley, 7-2 a year ago, Coach, graduated quite a bit. They're from the other part of the state. So how did you guys get it? Were you two or the two that matched up? How did this work out? And what did you know about them coming into the discussions?
Yeah, that was all in Ross's hands. He was the one that contacted teams and got, you know, and got them on board. And as far as Turkey Valley goes, they're, like you said, 7-2 last year, coming off, they made the second round of the playoffs, lost to Gladbrook Reinbeck, who's, you know, preseason number one right now. They lost to him by 2 points. But they were senior-led last year. They, as far as I can see, they're losing everyone up front, their quarterback, but they do bring back their main threat, that running back. He had over 1,000 yards rushing for him. And, you know, we'll have our hands full controlling him.
What do you see from him when you've got a chance to watch him on film? Ran for 17 touchdowns last year, which is pretty good numbers, even in eight-man football. But is he shifty, powerful, fast? Is it a combination?
A combination. A lot of dives. You know, they want to run the ball. I mean, I think they're like almost 88%, you know, run the pass. So, you know, want to establish the run game, kind of like what we want to do. Yeah, he's about, 6 foot and 160 pounds. So he's comparable to some of our kids. But he runs pretty hard, too.
How do you guys look to defend it? You going to crowd the box, or what will you look to do defensively today?
Yeah, we're going to, you know, got to get our defensive line to control that line of scrimmage for us, keep our linebackers clean. And then we're going to, you know, just really kind of, you know, funnel them to the middle, keep them inside, We don't want to give up any big plays.
Tyler Moore is, of course, kind of the most experienced down lineman you've got coming back defensively. What have you seen from your D line here early, and how do you expect them to play here early in the year?
You know, they've been working hard. You know, we're tough to get a gauge on them when they're going against, our JV kids. Everyone's been working hard in our individual group, period. Just really focus on the get off, be explosive. You know, we've got to be physical with our hands and control the line of scrimmage with our hands. We can't let, obviously, the offensive line to get into our pads and then control us. We got to control them. And, there's some of the main drills that we hammer home.
Feel like you can keep your linebackers free to be able to make play. Got a couple of pretty talented guys there with Cal Hayden and Wyatt Oswald.
Yeah, they are just see the ball really well, flow to the ball. Two smart individuals there, and then when they do get to the ball, they do a good job of making the tackles.
Like every team, it seems like the linebackers are your leading tackler, especially if the D-line's doing that job and keeping them free to be able to make the plays. Turkey Valley, no different, as you mentioned here earlier. You guys are going to be similar. You guys want to run the football. You'll have Parker Hayes and Ethan Bauer starting in the backfield for you. They've got two really good linebackers. The Schmidt kid, who's also their running back, will flip over and play linebacker. And then their other running back, Burke Busta, coming back 42.5 tackles from last year. What have you seen from them defensively? What do you anticipate them looking to do?
In the film that we've watched on them from last year, they really want to crowd that line of scrimmage, and they almost get the linebackers up pretty close to the guards. And, we want to kind of get out and get on the edge. We don't necessarily want to pound it at you down the middle. We will if you'll give us that opportunity. But, hopefully we can get them caught up in the wash in the middle. And, our tight ends do a good job of setting that edge, and hopefully we can exploit them on the edges.
You feel like you got the speed advantage there? Is that what I'm understanding?
Yeah, definitely we have good track speed. Parker and Colby, Cal Hayden, all those guys state qualifiers in track for us. Caden Oswald, a freshman, did really well as an eighth grader last year. He's got great speed. And then same with Ethan Ballard. He was alternate for all our relays. Overall, just and Wyatt too, just overall good team speed, I feel. And we just got to, use that to our advantage.
I know it's a non-district game, and I hear sometimes coaches say, the non-district games are like a preseason game where it doesn't impact whether you make the playoffs or not. You still want to win the game, though. So what are you trying to take away, and what are you hoping to take away from today?
We want to go out and want the kids to play well, win or lose, make sure we leave everything on the field and, that they, you walk away, that you gave it all. And, after that, we'll just have to regroup and hopefully it's just tweaking a few things because we're coming out with the win.
Well, Coach, I appreciate you joining us here in the pregame. Stay cool down there on the field. I know it's going to be another warm one today, especially on that turf. So we appreciate your time here today and look forward to catching up with you again next week and maybe after the game as well.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate the coverage, and go CRB.
You bet. Head Coach Chris Moore again with the Coon Rapids Bear Crusaders. Again, they take on at Turkey Valley Jackson Junction coming up next here on 93.7 KKRL. Jeff Honnold going to join me for the broadcast next with more of the Mackey Motors pregame on 93.7 KKRL.